sing your song, please.
I'm not singing the song every time. Ryan! We've established. I'm not doing.
Yes, you are.
I'm not opening with a song.
Please do the song. Every single podcast has been open sing.
This is The Paranormal Tea with Ryan and Bethany.
Yay! We got him to do it.
Awful. We just lost 5 viewerships.
Viewership is up. Thank you to all of our new listeners. And welcome to episode 6.
Oh, I thought last time was episode 6.
No. We're definitely on episode 6.
Okay, if you say so.
We are.
I'll believe you.
Believe me.
Okay.
Do you remember, I have an amazingly high score IQ.
Actually, you don't, Beth. Mm-hmm. I think what we discovered is that I have the highest IQ in the house. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that our IQ test came off the back of a cereal box, but you know, we're going to go with it.
There's no way that you have a higher IQ than me, for starters, or my mum, who's a head teacher.
Well, apparently I do. So
what,
I just think...
you, Ryan?
Yeah.
Anyways, so we're starting episode 6. So yes, we have had an increase in our listenership. I just want to say thank you to everyone who's joined us.
Okay.
And I hope you're enjoying it.
Yeah.
And to the people who've listened to us from the beginning.
The OG squad.
I hope you're also still enjoying it.
What are you thinking? I bet it's going to be really hard to understand you on the podcast.
It's already hard to understand me. The majority of people who listen to this podcast aren't from Newcastle, so they already struggle. It's fine.
Fair enough.
I think that it's the thing that's drawing people in is my strange accent.
Well, they're thinking, where is this weirdo from?
But we are down near your neck of the woods this week, aren't we?
God's country.
Can you stop saying that? It just highlights your lack of intelligence that it's not a country.
Okay.
County.
God's county. Doesn't quite have the same
ring. It's not. It's really not.
Absolutely brutal.
You're such a knob. So we're in Welshpool and we... Guys, we've hit the mark.
No way.
We actually have 3 stories that are, I'm going to say, close enough to be counted as Welshpool.
What's the radius?
I have no idea what the radius is because the first story...
So how do you know you've hit the mark? Okay, so Welshpool is a haunted area. And
I
you
found
can say
them
it's
pretty
good.
Like quickly.
Okay. So Welshpool's a cool area. It's haunted, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So sleep well in Welshpool. Not because it's haunted, bitch.
Come on, you just made a not joke. That's so uncool.
I'm already uncool.
I'm so cool. Not! That's literally what you just did.
Can you not drum on the table, please? It's bad for our audio.
Is it?
Yes. Stop it.
Sorry.
Anyways, so our first story. I think we should just dive right into it. Never mind the drivel. There's nothing that interested. Nothing's happened lately.
No.
Oh, we cut Ryan's hair. That's probably the most interesting thing.
An awful experience.
I did want to cut his hair, but then I also wanted to see whether he turned into Jesus, so I was a bit torn.
Well, I think I'd make a pretty good looking Jesus.
Okay, hang on. Just because you had a high IQ score on Mensa does not make you close to God. You're not godly. You're not some sort of higher being, Ryan.
Look, we all know that you're jealous, and it's okay to be. I'd be jealous too. But you've just got to move on.
I'm not jealous. I'm fairly certain it was dumb luck.
Just stop bringing it up, mate. Stop bringing it up.
I'm going to get you to do another one.
We don't need to.
Oh, God.
I've already proven what I need to prove.
Okay. So, to start episode 6 off, we are in... I'm scared to pronounce any place.
Oh, should just do insert Google here.
Insert Google version of translation. Should we see how Google reckons we pronounce this place? That would be an interesting thing.
We need a drum roll. I thought we need a drum roll.
Go on then.
No, you're talking to bang the table. God.
Do it with your mouth.
Powers Castle.
Oh.
Powers Castle.
I could have said that. Why did you say castle weird? I thought you were going to be like... And that's where we're going today. Palace Castle.
It's all very throaty, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
We're going to Paris Castle. So are you ready for some story number one?
Okay, yeah, I'm ready for story number one. Hit me.
Paris Castle, like most castles, has its share of haunted ghost stories. There are numerous reports of musical spectres as pianos are found moving and playing by themselves. There are claims that sounds of knocking on doors are heard with no one around to blame, and invisible hands grab you as you walk down the stairs. But the most famous story comes from 1780, when an elderly maid moved into the castle. The current servants, knowing of a haunted room, decided to play a trick on the poor old woman, making her stay in a room that many fled from, scared of the ghost in golden lace. However, this old lady was far more resilient than one would expect. Being the only person to take kindly and listen to the ghost, she was rewarded. The ghost led her through the castle and showed her the location of a chest lost by the Earl of the house. This chest contained precious items to the Earl. The lady gave this chest to its lost owner and in reward was granted her freedom from slavery and given a cottage to live out the rest of her days.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, nice little reward there.
That is a little cute. I like how the joke backfired.
This, I know, yeah. All of these little, like, young heathens.
Oh, these youngins.
Youths. We're trying to play a trick on this little old lady and they're like, ha-ha. We'll put her in the haunted room. And then she was like, bitch, please.
It almost sounds like, one of the stories you get told as a kid. You know, like the whole, the moral of the story, oh, kids, yeah, is be nice to people. So, you know,
like moral,
don't be nasty to old people. And if you are old, make sure you're nice to, yeah, don't interrupt your boyfriend when he's trying to talk. You know. Div. Yes.
There's no reward listening to you, though. This woman got a reward with a flipping freedom and a cottage. What do I get by listening to you?
I don't know. Maybe you'd be able to achieve my higher intellect level of IQ or whatever.
Oh my god.
Although, you do have to say, right, so she found a chest of gold.
Something that was precious to the Earl.
Right. Okay, fair enough.
See what it is?
Oh, fair enough. I mean, like, if she opened it up.
A precious sock. You never know.
Well, I mean, what does he use that sock for then?
Well, that's what the Earl's business is, Ryan.
He finds it. Oh my god, sell me the sock from when I was 12. I've missed you so.
So many memories.
Oh dear. Anyway, so, you know, perhaps. Okay, fair enough. Like, if it was a crummy old sock, return it to the Earl, earn your freedom. If it was like jewels and gold and whatever, wouldn't you just like, well, I'll have this and run off?
No, because she's honest.
True. And if she's a slave, you know, she probably would have been chased with dogs. So, exactly. And she sounds old, so she can't exactly run.
Exactly. So, what we've learned from this, the moral of Ryan's, like, random spew of crap that just came out of his mouth, is that he's dishonest, and if he found something valuable, he'd just steal it.
Unless it was a sock, in which case I probably would return it.
He's so honest, so honest.
But it's... good story. I like it. It's cool. And you know what else was cool? You know, you get the bitchy groups of girls, or boys, of people. You get the bitchy groups of people at work. And
is that a little bit of a peppering of sexism in this podcast?
No, certainly not. And you know,
we've already insulted the Welsh. Let's just move on to women.
Next will be the UK as a whole. You know how you always get the let's pick on the newbie sort of thing? You know, it's quite a cool little, you know, nice little, you get back at them, you know?
So in schools, when they're doing those anti-bullying talks, they can now use Powys Castle.
It's Powys Castle
as an example not bully people because they get rewarded.
Would you, I have no reason to disbelieve any ghosts living in Powys,
but
you know?
Like, it doesn't make us that scared. Like, the hands grabbing you when you're walking downstairs, that's pretty, like, terrifying.
Mm.
But, really, all you have to do if you go to this castle is just, like, not run away.
Yeah, just don't anger the ghosts.
Back to them.
Be cool to it.
And then they might show you something valuable.
Yeah, exactly.
You might get rewarded.
Remember that next time you're getting haunted.
Exactly.
I think it all depends on your circumstance. I mean, if it's insidious and it's got a red face and it looks like a demon goat thing.
Maybe don't talk about that.
Probably run away from that one, you know?
But a guy in golden lace.
Maybe
give him a chance.
I'll be honest, like, you're going to have to help me visualise this. What does a guy in golden lace look like?
I don't
Because I'm thinking of like a lace, like Ryan, ladies' underwear.
Ryan, do you know what you're doing here?
What?
You're asking too many weird questions again.
All right.
And you're going a bit too far in depth. Just take the story as a whole.
All right.
Don't nitpick at the details, okay?
I think after we should Google what golden lace is. And how do guys look in golden lace?
Why?
There's no point doing
How do you not know what golden lace is?
Well, I don't know. Like, what are we talking about? A dressing gown?
We'll put men's golden lace outfit.
I should just be very careful what site you're looking at, yeah? Because I think you're going to get some weird stuff.
Are you
going
to buy one of these items?
I don't know, but if you show it to me, I will describe to our listeners what I'm currently seeing. What? This guy looks like Prince Charming. Yeah.
Typical Prince Charming.
Yeah, look at your typical Prince Charming outfit. It's a lot less graphic. A lot less graphic than I thought it was going to be. Should I do reviews before the next story?
Oh, yeah. Cool. I forgot about
it. I'll just interject. I mean, I've only got one freaking job, but Bethany gets it. Anyway. Don't worry, honestly, I'm not even that important.
Hang on.
Skip the next 2 minutes, please.
Welcome to Ryan Reviews.
Why do we always introduce each other? It's a bit cringe.
What, you introduced the whole podcast?
Right, so on this episode of Ryan Reviews, Powers Castle. Ryan Reviews.
Powers Castle.
Beautiful. I'm so glad we got that in there. Did. First up, Jeff. He made me laugh because I think this guy thinks he's Gordon Ramsay, okay? I'll read it in like, my wife and I visited the cafe yesterday intending to have a nice lunch. We ordered a steak and ale pie, and when served the crust on the pie, it was so flaky and basically inedible. By the time we took off this flaky mess, the remaining substance was very salty and hardly any taste of steak. We ate the potatoes and a few peas as we were hungry, but could not face any more.
What?
Have to say, we are both very disappointed and will not be making a return visit. Oh my god, this poor man. He had to stomach the potatoes and peas. God damn it! He wanted a steak and ale pie, and he ate potatoes. Unbelievable, Jeff.
But his pastry was too flaky. I've never heard anyone say that before. Why are we talking about a guy's steak and ale pie when we're on about a castle, right?
Apparently they do food. They must do.
And why does he feel the need to tell us how many peas he ate? He's I ate a few peas, because we were hungry.
I ate a few peas, I couldn't stomach the rest. Oh, absolutely.
You can't stomach peas. What a knob.
What a mess.
What a nonce.
It's not what nonce means.
What's
all right.
Nonce mean?
Nonce is like, kiddie fiddler. you just called a man a kiddie fiddler.
It's not.
It is. A nonce is someone who likes underage people. N-O-N-C-E.
Nonce.
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 Nonce. Actually, nonce means coined for one occasion. A nonce word is coined for one occasion.
Okay, right.
Whenever nonce. You talk, I'm just going to go,
nonce.
Right, okay. Please don't, because we'll get the police knocking at the door going, we're looking for a nonce.
Nonce.
Are we done? Are we done? Mrs. Evans. Two reviews.
How,
one
stop
photo.
Saying their names. It's confidentiality, right?
It's not. It's,
GDPR,
Mrs. Evans could be literally
GDPR.
Anyone. I'm pretty sure this isn't review. I'm pretty sure that this is a hookup request on Tinder or something.
Mm.
Okay. Hi, hun. U557.
What?
That's it. Hi, hun. U557.
U557?
U557? Are you 557? Do you want to know what that is? I've cracked it. I know what it is.
Why is she giving it one stone?
Let me finish.
Sorry.
Powers Castle is a popular dogging spot. And she is reaching out to other doggers.
Through cord?
No.
257?
No, she was obviously meant to use text them on like a dogging app or whatever they use. Very strange.
That's a weird one. Yeah. What is it with your reviews? Normally your reviews are at least on topic, but so far we've had a flipping pie and someone asking whether we're 55.
Well, okay, the second one wasn't on topic, but the first one, they clearly have a cafe that serves food, so I wasn't that far off.
I feel like we should like eliminate this entire section of my reviews, because you know what you are.
Nonce.
Too funny. Too funny. Anyways.
Get on with your next story.
So, our next story comes from...
My smell hall.
That's not how you pronounce it.
You smell a hall.
What?
My smell hall.
My smell hall.
Sounds German.
My small horn. Second chop.
It's actually pronounced my small, apparently. This is from watching an episode of Most Haunted, because Most Haunted went to this place.
Mm.
You'll be glad to know.
Just, now, you got to be careful what you say, because my great nan is Welsh, and if you mispronounce anything, she's probably not going to be very happy.
Your great nan is not going to be listening to this podcast.
Your dad won't even listen to it. She could hear word of the podcast saying, oh, you should listen to Ryan and Beth absolutely butchering the Welsh language. Imagine that. Right.
Oh, well.
Moving on.
Your dad doesn't listen, so I doubt she's listening. Anyways, in my small hall. It's a bit of a weird one. Are you ready?
Okay.
To say there are a few reported hauntings of the hall would do it no justice. My small hall has certainly left its mark on the minds of those that visit. An old Roman road once passed through the grounds of the hall, and there are spectres who still use this road today. Centurions are seen marching straight towards the hall doors and passing through its walls. Light orbs and anomalies are seen at the now hotel. Trapped in the history of the hall, an Elizabethan housekeeper has been seen going through the wall in a panelled hallway. And a ghost of a woman appears to be climbing stairs, although the staircase has long been demolished. But none torment as harshly as the spiteful entity that is Wicked Robin. Robin Droog is the ghost of a man who was drowned to death by ministers in the lake, which was once on the grounds of the hall. One medium claims that walking through the woods that surrounds the hotel, he could feel that the spirit of Robin was running backwards and forwards through the trees, angrily watching them. Paranormal investigators have had ornaments chucked at them, been scratched, and the chairs they're sitting in have been tipped all by this spirit. It's no surprise to find that this evil spirit, who sometimes takes the form of a bull, sacrificing animals in the wood and adorning their flesh during satanic rituals, before his life was taken by the fateful drowning.
This guy sounds like an asshole.
He was an asshole.
In life and death.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I'm not going to lie, you know. Like, if I was back in the day and we heard about this guy dressing up as bulls and running around the forest, I probably would have drowned him too.
Yeah. You know? So it was actually ministers that drowned him. So right. They were like, so what I gathered from it is that he was doing these satanic rituals and he was sacrificing animals. Like, apparently he was sacrificing some of like local farmers' animals as well. So that would piss you off.
Yeah, of course.
Then running around the woods with their flesh on him. Yeah. So
a bit kind of annoying. Like, you'd be like, oh, did my cow need to die for you to dress up like my cow? Like, really? You know.
So, I guess what probably happened was that they did the whole drowning him to test whether he was a witch sort of thing.
Oh, I thought you meant like they held him under.
Yeah, they did.
You didn't hold a witch under. They used to just tie him up and chuck him in. And if they floated, they're a witch. If they drowned, they didn't. They weren't a witch. Weird.
He was a bit of a dick.
He was. Don't like this guy.
Don't really know how else to describe him. But why is he... Apparently he's taking the form of a bull.
Bit weird.
That's just not normal.
I never get right when people say, oh, and he takes the form of a bull. Okay, question.
How?
Maybe you saw a bull ghost, and now you've all of a sudden assumed that this bull ghost is this Robert dude. Robert. Maybe they're two completely separate things.
Yeah.
Why do you think that this bull and Robert are the same thing?
Robin,
sorry.
Oh, wait. God. But it was really weird. So, like, there was lots of different stories about this Wicked Robin and blah, 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 blah. So I watched Most Haunted, and I'm not going to lie, it was like a dire episode. So I was like, I'm not going to watch.
They're all a bit dire.
Yeah, true.
Jesus.
You can't really watch Most Haunted for long. I believe we have a Ryan review.
Do we? Oh, God.
My smile hall.
My smile hall. So good, yeah.
Twat.
All right, fair enough. You got me there. That was a good one. That did make me laugh. Shut up. Anyway.
Buying reviews.
This review is from 8 months ago. All right, okay.
You can't just laugh to yourself. You need to tell us the review.
Well, yeah, but I'm just prepping myself. Right, okay. Very disappointed. My daughter had hot salad. I had cold mash. My sister had fried mushrooms added to her veg meal, goddammit. Her vegetable meal. Very excessive for what we had. We won't be going again.
Why is all of these related to food, Ryan? I'm asking you to review the castle.
Like, there are no decent reviews about the castle. However, I'm worried about why she thinks that fried mushrooms added to a vegetable meal is a problem.
Yeah, it's not as if like they're adding flipping chunks of beef.
Exactly. Does this woman think that mushrooms are made of meat?
Liably.
That's a bit silly. I don't know,
maybe she thought they were the drug and she was like, how dare you!
This is another thing about my daughter had hot salad.
How can...
So, what, is she trying to insinuate that the chef pulled out a salad and went, oh, bang this one in the microwave for you? You know. I had cold mash. Alright, okay.
He must have got it the wrong way around. He was going to put the mash in the microwave. But he accidentally put the salad in the microwave.
Oh, classic chef blunder. Honestly. He's like, oh, I've done it again. I've microwaved my salad. Oh, up a day.
What if that Karen made that guy lose his job? Because it's like, that's the final straw.
Karen.
I'm not having you giving people out hot salad all the time. Yeah. And this guy's like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. And now he's lost his job because of you, Karen.
Yeah. Your name's Patricia.
Karen.
Okay. And then this is the best review. This tops all reviews, mm-hmm. not only of today, but of all time. It literally only takes all of 7 words to get there. You ready? Seats hurt your arse after a while.
Where is he sitting?
I don't know.
I bet he's sitting in that chair that the ghost keeps tipping over and he's like, fuck seats.
Seats hurt your arse after a while. Fair play, mate. Fair play. It doesn't, you know, that's a pretty
that
ball.
Get much better than that, yeah. Oh, wow.
3 out of 5. Do you want to know what's the funniest thing about that review? He got a response from the manager.
Yay! What has he said?
And he's consistent, this manager. Is it right? Still, you know, professional spiel? So, yes. You know, don't expect anything too exciting.
Does he ask which seat it is?
I don't know, but the fact that he responded to that comment is brilliant. And that concludes Ryan Reviews.
Ryan Reviews.
Needs so, jingles.
Our final story. Are you prepared?
Born prepared, right?
Because you're gonna love it. You're gonna bloody love it.
Not pubs and aliens.
It's an alien sighting.
Is it like? Is it actually decent?
No.
Oh, God. It's gonna be turning into a rant, isn't it? About whoever supposedly.
So
saw
I got
alien.
It from this excellent, excellent database of alien sightings, which. I've completely forgotten the last one, and if it's anybody wants a laugh, because they're brilliant, every single one of them is crap, right? It is uk-ufo.com.
So right? Now essentially, people aren't going to listen to the podcast. They're just going to go view this website.
Because it's fucking brilliant. They need to go and see it. It's just okay. Provides absolute top-class entertainment, right? Sorry, I'm so excited.
Oh, God. This better be good. Okay, go.
On the 24th of April, 2010. I was getting a drink of water from my tap, and I always look out my window. A bright orange light caught my eye. I rushed to see my mum and told her that there was a light in the sky just like the previous one. We zoomed in and out with our cameras and seen it moving fast and everywhere. We didn't manage to get a picture since the flash didn't turn off and it spoiled the whole picture. It stayed for about 3 minutes. The first time it was very bright, but it started to fade and we could no longer see it, but zoomed in with the camera and it was just a small orange dot in the sky moving very fast. We managed to get a video of the first sighting and a few pictures. The video did show the light moving fastly, everyone. It's not a Chinese lantern for sure.
Wow. This man has made a breakthrough.
I don't think it's
science.
A man, I think it's a child. It's like, I got him to see my mum.
Well, let's get this person like some sort of prize, because honestly, that's a breakthrough. Honestly, like, wow, he saw a bright light out of his window.
There's only one plot hole in this entire story. Okay? This is what the sentence says. We didn't manage to get a picture since the flash didn't turn off and it spoiled the whole picture. The next sentence is, it stayed for about 3 minutes or more. You're telling me that in 3 minutes you couldn't figure out how to turn the flash on to take another fucking ball. You mean for real? It was there for 3 minutes and you couldn't get one ball. What?
I took it as like he, when he put the flash on and he it lit up the, I thought it ruined it, isn't it? You know, you couldn't see the light anymore or something. Mm-hmm. That's how I took it.
No, he says that it ruined the photo. But I said it spoiled the whole picture.
So just take a picture without the flash.
But I just can't.
Do you want to know what it is? Do you want to know what it is? Because it starts out bright and it goes dim. It's Dad. He's had a few drinks. He's a little bit pissed up, and he found a sparkler in the in the cupboard underneath the kitchen sink, and he's just stood there in the garden waving around, going. And his son's looking at him and he's going, "Oh my God, there's aliens!" And
the only shining light to this is that it was on the 24th of April, so we know it's not New Year's fireworks.
True.
But like every good alien spotter, at the end he has to clarify that it's not something that would be obviously feasible.
Yes,
like it's not a Chinese lantern. It's
definitely not a Chinese lantern. For sure. For sure.
What happens around the 24th of April? Because why would it be a Chinese lantern, anyways?
Just these alien signs are shocking, honestly. You are awful, man.
But it gets better. Oh, it gets better.
You've got, what, another one?
Oh, it gets better. That same year.
2010.
In 2010.
Okay.
On January. Right. This is a picture that was taken.
It looks a bit like a Dorito.
Yeah, well, it's called the Dudley Dorito.
Oh, the Dudley Dorito.
No, no, we can't take the mick out of the Welsh and Dudley.
We can't out the Dudleys. They've got about a population of 200 strong.
So, as per, the alien sightings have provided fruitful end to our podcast.
We ended on a low, I'll be honest. Alien
stories. I love a good alien story because they're so rubbish. They're brilliant. So bad.
What it's we like, want? This is what you need to class as an alien story.
Alien story starter pack. Go. Yeah.
I want either a face hugger, okay, that's going to lay an egg inside your chest and then explode.
Mm-hmm.
Or they abduct you and put things up your bum.
Yes.
Or they steal your cattle and then they leave you knocked out, unconscious in the field and you can't remember anything when you woke up.
What you wake up with your pants around your ankles and yes. Sheep next to you. It was the aliens!
The aliens made me do it! I want mutilated cattle.
Mutilated cattle?
Yeah, like, they took my cattle and they dumped them and they were like ripped open and been experimented on, right? Ew. And finally, last but not least, laser swords. Laser swords.
Want the aliens to have lightsabers and all?
Yeah.
What are you
on? No, about? I want the stories. I don't want. I looked out the window and I saw a sparkler. I looked out the window and Darth Vader was staring at me with a big lightsaber. Like, that's way better. Yes.
I don't really know how it ended after that.
I mean, that just topped it, didn't it?
Insight into how aliens should be. Anyway,
the other story, that's what we'll classify as a decent alien story. Any of those things.
For episode 7, we're only three episodes away.
I thrashed you at that IQ test, didn't I? Absolutely thrashed you, that's
good. We're only 3 episodes away from the amazing Ryan controls the podcast for a day.
Yes. You watch our viewership soar.
Sore, right?
Absolutely sore.
It's nothing to do with my brilliant marketing lately. That's why we've had an increase in viewers.
It's all about the promise of me one day coming up with the stories. We have no idea where we're going next.
Episode 7. Yes, I do.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Episode 7, we're going to Doncaster.
Doncaster!
Hopefully, we'll be on the mark with this one as well because it's a bit of a bigger town.
Mm. So, well, I don't even know where Doncaster. I don't know where it is, but I've heard of it.
My God. This is how I don't believe you have a higher IQ than me.
But Beth, I do.
No, you don't.
Stop bringing it up.
No, you don't.
Stop bringing it up.
We're going to go to Doncaster. So, see you there.
See you there.
Oh my God, right, okay. Can I not say anything without you taking the mic out of this?
Honestly, you just need to find a better way of closing the podcast.
To open and end.
Yeah, watch this. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
This has been the Paranormal Tea. with Ryan and Bethany.